Does your personal fear of getting a virus override the health and safety concerns of your neighbor? I ask it this way because the most often used justification from people who are supportive of following the freedom-infringing edicts handed down by local officials is, to paraphrase, because your freedom does not extend to doing something that will make me sick. Certainly there's logic in that line, except the amount of logic in it depends mostly on what the chance is one would get sick by another simply moving freely, what the severity of such illness is likely to be, and what is the overall cost of being ill. We have not, for example, systematically through government edict deprived most people in most jobs of their right to work when they have a cold. In fact, even though influenza is very contagious and hits the elderly and infirm so hard each year that 10,000 to 15,000 Texans die from its complications, we've not interfered with basic freedoms of movement and commerce, nor have we forced people to wear masks. So clearly the idea that another's freedom ends when their actions affect you is not an absolute, it is proportionate to harm incurred. Coronavirus crisis leads to surge in Texas food stamp applications. Add to that all the record unemployment filings, and I ask, those of you who think your personal fear trumps others' freedom, how are others any less harmed in having no money to buy food for themselves and their children, pay for a place to live, and all the other necessities of life than you are harmed by a statistically minuscule increase in chance of contracting a virus that now appears to not be substantially worse than a particularly harsh flu strain? I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.